Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Have you ever wondered what's inside your air ducts? Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. If you are one of many who suffers from bad allergies, especially in the Mid-South, and would like to improve the indoor air quality of your home, then Choate's Air Duct Cleaning could be a solution for you and your family. Air Duct Cleaning has been proven to help people with allergies and other respiratory issues by removing buildup of debris from your home's air supply. Air Duct Cleaning will also help eliminate dust from building up in your house, therefore, you don't have to dust as much either. And Air Duct Cleaning is also shown to help improve the performance of your air conditioning and heating system. Choate's is the name you can trust for all your indoor air quality needs. So call Choate's today at 755-4797 or visit our website at choateshvac.com to schedule a free video inspection to help you breathe a little easier. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Everywhere you look these days, things are starting to come back. Football, school, the institutions that make up the fabric of our lives. So there's no better time to come back and visit another enduring Memphis institution, Oak Hall. Seriously, if you haven't been back, stop in and see them today. You'll find the same helpful people and the same beautiful clothing. I know I always feel restored just walking through the place. Pick up some shorts or knit shirts from Peter Millar. Get yourself something for the outdoors. I've loved stopping in at Oak Hall on a fall weekend just to browse. And since you'll likely be watching the football games on TV this year, it's a way of getting a little taste of normal back in your lives. During the last 6 months, I think we've all learned how much relationships matter. Relationships with family and friends, and also with the institutions and places that we hold dear. For a whole lot of Memphians, Oak Hall is one of those places. So stop in and see your old friends sometime soon.
Want to work for a company that can see your greatness? KTG USA, a division of Kruger Products, one of North America's leading manufacturers of quality tissue products for home, industrial, and commercial use, is hiring. Qualified production machine operators, industrial mechanics, electrical and instrumentation technicians, and entry-level packing positions. At KTG USA, we see your greatness and want you to work in a place where you can grow and your greatness stands out. Interested candidates can apply online at ktgusa.com.
92.9 FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parrish Show.
What's going on, Memphis? Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish today on 92.9 FM ESPN. We've got a big show for you today. Actually, it is Connor Dunning on the other side of the glass from me, beer pong champion.
Oh, dominated. Me.
The best beer pong partner I might have ever had. We can get into that story a little bit later. NBA expert, so we'll definitely talk some NBA with him today. We're going to have Ricky O'Donnell on after that, national NBA guy for SB Nation. We'll do four stories at 4:44, talk a little Grizzlies, U.S. Open, We had a little pump fake on a coaching hire earlier, which is pretty disappointing. So we'll talk about all that at 4:44. We'll do Jeff at 5 o'clock, get a puppy update, maybe talk some Bills, some NFL, some NBA, and then we'll do dinner to go and get out of here. Let's just start with the fact that, first of all, Connor, every time I come in the studio and I end up talking to you, you have repeatedly told me, and maybe I'm crazy to think this, and maybe people will finally be able to differentiate the two of us now, but you say that we sound alike on the radio.
Every single time you host Gary's show, I get text messages from at least two or three people asking me if I'm hosting the show. And recently, Sound and Color Podcast, go subscribe to it on Apple, Stitcher, and Google if you can. I'm doing a new podcast now for 929. And my buddy Isaiah does it with me. And last week when you were hosting, we were in the studio, we were recording, and we had Gary's show on just while we were prepping and getting ready for it. And the confusion on his face from hearing, basically he thought he was hearing my voice from the speakers, but he was looking at me and I wasn't talking and he knew it was live. He thought he was in the Matrix and everything is glitched and he didn't know what was going on. But it's every single show that you do, I at least get a text that are you hosting Gary Parrish's show? I think we sound similar. I don't think we sound
I do think
that.
So. I do. I think we sound similar. I can see why somebody would mix it up. I don't know. I don't think we're exactly the same. I think we have different mannerisms and things like that.
Definitely.
So, it's fine. It doesn't hurt my feelings. I like
you. It makes
ya.
Me feel great.
I like you.
Yeah, you're
so
a good guy.
It doesn't bother me whatsoever.
We're the young
guys.
But
I like that we have the young guy take over. How old are you, Connor?
I'm 25.
Okay, I am too. So we've got the 25 and under club in here today. This is probably a first.
Yeah.
Have we ever, has 92.9 ever had an all 25 and under show? Probably
the closest
not.
We've ever gotten was probably, there had to be a show back in the day where Jeffrey and John were together before they were hosts. I would say that would have had to be the closest one that they've gotten.
Right. Well, anyway, young guy takeover. Let's go. Young guys today. Look, there's a lot of different things I could open up the show with and talk about. The most timely topic right now is probably Memphis football. I mean, it's generating a whole lot of headlines the last few days. I've had multiple people online and over the phone ask me what I think about all of that. To be honest, I did cover Memphis football games for the Commercial Appeal and the Daily Memphian while I was in the middle of the season, but mostly I'm not like an insider when it comes to Memphis football. I know people in the athletic department, but I'm not like a Memphis football expert, so to speak. So as these stories have been coming in over the course of the last few days, I don't want to call it controversy, but it's the topic in general. It
There's
seems like you're either on one side or the other. And so I do want to touch on it a little bit, but I don't want to go crazy because I think that everybody's sort of ready to move on. It's my understanding that it's the situation is bad no matter how you put it. Like, the football team has a lot of guys that are sick. And whether you believe there was a party bus or not, the situation is still the same. And I have said on multiple occasions, every time when people ask me this, I just hope Memphis plays a football game next week.
Absolutely.
Because if Memphis plays a football game next weekend, and especially if they look good while doing it, and without having practice, which would be even more impressive, this entire topic can go away at least for the end of the season, right? Like, through the end of the season, there will be no more talk about this, and maybe there might be a few jokes down the line if they're very successful that everybody can at least feel a little bit better about. But I really don't, like, I just want to see him play some football, man. That's the point that I'm at. I know that it's a controversial topic, but I just want to see some football. I'd much rather talk about the NBA, though.
Let's do it. You know I'm ready.
So we have a game tonight, Heat and Celtics. I believe that starts at 6 o'clock,
yep.
Right? That's the old dodge of the NFL game because I'm sure they don't want to compete with the NFL.
Absolutely.
6 o'clock, Heat and Celtics. The last game was excellent. Bam Adebayo makes a huge block at the end of the game to seal the deal for the Heat. I am under the impression that the Celtics, even down a game, in my eyes, are probably still the favorites to win this series. First of all, what do you think? Do you think if you were handicapping this, are the Celtics still the favorites down a game?
Yes, I do think that the Celtics are still the favorites because I think that 1 through 9, I think that you could argue that the Heat have a better team, but I think the peaks of the Celtics are a little bit better, and I think in crunch time that they have the guys that could win them the game a little bit more. Yes, Miami has. They have Jimmy Butler, but I just feel like that the Celtics have more options, and to be quite honest, it's a chess match between the coaches because we saw last game one team won the first quarter, the other team won the second, the other team won the third, the other team won the fourth. So it's a chess match, back and forth, and I still think that Brad Stevens has a slight advantage over Eric Spoelstra, even though I think Eric Spoelstra is a phenomenal head coach in the NBA. I just feel like the Celtics have more tools to be able to beat the Miami Heat because really what we're looking at is one team, we have a feisty young team against a feisty veteran team. And it's just at some point, the talent, I think, is going to have to win out. And I think the Celtics just have a little bit too much talent.
Yeah, I agree. I like the supporting cast. Like, look, the Heat are deep and good
very
for
deep.
A reason.
Yeah.
Because Tyler Hero has been awesome almost the entire trip
what
to the bubble.
Steal.
Where the hell did Andre Iguodala go? That guy is gone.
He went exactly where all of us thought he was going to go.
I know. Well, it's good because... and. Honestly, look, I know he's a Kentucky guy, and a lot of people don't like Tyler Hero, but if you're a Memphis Grizzlies fan,
dude, I would take him in a heartbeat.
Tyler Hero has buried Andre Iguodala on the bench for the Heat.
Shout out to him.
So shout out to Tyler Hero for that. But I like the dogs on Boston more than I like the guys for Miami. And look, I know that Jimmy Butler is as competitive of a dude as it gets. And I think he's awesome. But he's also a star on that team. The role players that Boston has, specifically Marcus Smart, are huge. And Daniel Tice is awesome, too, like when it comes to just getting in there and fighting for your team. And so that's for me, I can't ignore that. And I do think that the Heat are equally as talented. Maybe they don't have a Jason Tatum. But the difference, I think, in the end ends up being – the role players, right? What are you?
Yeah, I tend to agree with some of the stuff that Marcus Smart does on the basketball court. He's very much like Boston's version of Tony Allen, but he's a much better scorer than Tony was. But in that, he'll make 5 or 6 plays in a row that you're just defensively that you're like, how in the hell did he do that? He had one play last series where he kind of hid behind a player and jumped out and took an outlet pass like he was a cornerback in the NFL. I'd never seen someone do that before. He actively hid behind a bigger player just so he could steal the pass. It's a phenomenal move. But then he'll go and he'll make 2 or 3 just boneheaded plays that we saw. I mean, we saw that in game one. We saw him, he made a heroic play, a boneheaded play, and then he had that charge to get him back into the game. So I tend to agree with you. I do trust the role players more on Boston more. I think that some of the role players on the Miami Heat are excelling a little bit. However, I think that could still continue. Like you said, Tyler Hero, it's guys like Kelly Olynyk, though. Is he going to step up? And it's guys like, is Goran Dragic going to drop 29 points again tonight? Is that going to happen? I don't know. Is Jae Crowder going to have 22 points on an efficient shooting night? I don't know. It's just there are more question marks for the Miami Heat every single night. Even though that it's incredibly impressive that they've only lost one game in the playoffs, that still blows my mind to think about considering how many late-game situations that they've been in, and having a guy like Jimmy Butler helps you. But as we keep on going back to it, I think just at the end of the day, a conference finals comes down to the coach and who has the better talent. And I think that Boston still has the better coach, and I still think that Boston has the better talent overall.
I don't know if I'm with you on coach. I really
that's
like
fair.
Spoelstra.
That's
but
I'm,
I think
I'm a
that's,
big Stevens guy.
I think that's also like really close. One note, and I want to get into this at 4 Stories at 444. Fun fact, the new assistant coach that the Grizzlies hired last week, Sonia Rahman, has spent some time watching Boston Celtics practices. I've got a story about this coming out in the morning.
Oh, that's great.
So that's pretty cool. And good to see that she's taken some stuff from him because he's a great great coach. I think that Spoelstra has the rings and the success to back it up. I do want to ask this though: do we invest too much? And I know I just said like I like the role players and that's why I like the Celtics. Do we buy into that too much? Because
a little bit.
If you watch. And these are totally different series and totally different teams. But you go back, and I'll get into this in a second. I think I owe everybody an apology here. If you go back and look at what happened in the Nuggets and the Clippers game, or series, especially in Game 7, the stars are the story there. The role players are almost like non-existent, I think, in that series. Because you've got Jamal being awesome and Jokic being awesome and Kawhi and Paul George being awful. right? And the role players are out.
That is true. However, what I want to add there is that if you go back and you look at the Nuggets series against the Utah Jazz, people aren't really talking about how Gary Harris flipped that entire series because he was someone that was able to body guys like Donovan Mitchell on the perimeter. And having him in the series, I think, was a huge deal. So I think that when you get down to the conference finals, yeah, role players are a huge deal. But when we say role players, we're talking about like the sixth or the seventh guy, because really your rotation's down to seven guys by then. If you're going eight or nine, that just means that you're super deep. The Lakers were doing something different against the Rockets because the Rockets lineup is just so absolutely insane. I mean, PJ Tucker plays center for them. How the hell are you supposed to deal with that? So yes, I think that you could put a little bit too much weight into the role players unless you're talking about the sixth guy off the bench or the seventh guy. Those two have a major, major impact. Just go back and look at some of those Warriors teams from back in the day. Sean Livingston and Barbosa for them were absolute killers off of the bench because they were able to keep the momentum going. I think that if a team has role players that can continue the momentum, that's a huge deal. Now, I will say the Celtics not having Gordon Hayward in this series, I think, is the first time that we're really going to see the impact of that, because he's someone that he wouldn't be able to body Jimmy Butler, but he would at least be able to annoy him and at least try to match his point totals at least. He could try to match the offense of Jimmy Butler while also annoying him on defense enough. He'd just be another body that they can throw at him. Really, what the Celtics need to really, really get together tonight is their three-point shooting defense.
Yes.
If they let Tyler Hero go off, they let Duncan Robinson go nuts, they let Jimmy Butler get some open shots, Goran Dragic get some open shots, they can't win that, because the Heat can match them in three-point shooting. And we've seen in the playoffs, if you can match someone in three-point shooting, it's going to be down to the dogs. Who wants it better in the moments? And we've just seen the Heat. Jimmy Butler, time and time again, is getting those shots off. And what happened in Game 1, I think, with Jason Tatum is that I went back and I watched a game just because I was bored a few nights ago, because I'm weird. And I really focused on what he was doing defensively. He was playing his ass off. And that's why I think in the fourth quarter, some of his shots were falling short, because I think his legs were just dead. And that's why tonight I'm curious that if he comes out into the game, is he going to try to pace himself more through quarter one to quarter four? And that, I think that could have a huge impact in the game. Also, Kemba Walker can't take 19 shots to get 19 points. Yep. I think if Kemba just has a decent game, I think the Celtics can take it.
I'm a big gut guy. I go off of my gut a lot when it comes to picking these games. And again, I owe everyone an apology, because I got on here last week, and with Bennett, I talked about Clippers and Nuggets the whole week, and we had completely written the Nuggets off in that series.
I think most did.
Oh, to be fair, but I believe at one point I said, like, the Nuggets have no chance of winning the series. It's over. And Bennett agreed with me, and we both said it was over. And here we are sitting here, and I have a very, very good friend here in Memphis who is originally from Denver. Shout out to Michael, big Nuggets fan. I owe him an apology, too, for counting all the teams out. And to me, like, my gut totally led me astray in that series. But when I look at Boston and Miami, I see game seven like 90% of the time, right? Are you on game seven here?
Yeah, I said that I think it's going to go six or seven after game one. It just seems like one of those series, like, it's like a heavyweight boxing match. And really, one thing that I think the Celtics have to figure out is how to deal with Bam Adebayo. I mean, you talked about Daniel Tice. Do you think that their rotation of Tice, Robert Williams, and Enes Kanter, do you think that they can, I guess, deal with Bam Adebayo at least enough to not take him out of the game, but to at least, like, neutralize him?
You got to use your fouls.
You got to use your fouls on him, right?
Yeah. If I'm Boston, I'm rotating all three of those guys, and I'm telling them, use your fouls. Because what's the difference between Daniel Tice and Enes Kanter and Robert Williams? Like, what? I don't think there's much.
Kanter offensively is better, but defensively, we know what he is.
Right. So just foul. Like, every time you're in a bad situation. And Memphis, unfortunately, like the Tigers last year, when we would talk about this too, they weren't afforded the depth, I guess,
right,
to be able to do that, because Precious was so much better than everybody else. But coming into the season, we expected them to have so much depth in the post. It's like, okay, when you go to your bench and you put your bench post players in, this is back when we thought they had James Wiseman, foul. Use your fouls. Like, don't give up any easy baskets down there. I think it's critical for Boston to just rotate those guys in and out. And Bam is interesting, too. He fascinates me because he's a guy that, like, everybody talks about as the dude that's dead in the NBA now, right? Like, he can't shoot, and he's a big. I mean, he can relatively, he can shoot. He can score.
He's not a three-point shooter.
From mid-range, but he's not a three-point shooter.
Yeah, he shot 14% from three this season on 14 attempts. Not a three-point shooter.
Exactly. So everybody says that that's like now a requirement, basically. But he's done it, you know, the old school way. He's dominant in the paint on both defense and offense. There's not a block in the league this year bigger than that. Where does that rank in your all-time blocks?
So we did, yesterday on Giannotto and Jeffrey, we do a Rushmore every single day. So we did the best defensive plays in the playoff, and we kind of got into this a bit. I think that Bam Adebayo's block, I'm okay with it being second. It is in no world number one. LeBron's block won an NBA title. That's got to be number one. Yes, you can make the argument, well, the shot won. Well, the shot wouldn't have happened if the block didn't happen. It was a fast break. LeBron got across the court. It was something like 4 seconds or something it took him to run all the way across the court. There's no way I remember the stat, but out there there's like a chance percentage of how possible it was for him to get to that block, and it was like, it's like 5%, and he got to it, and it's unbelievable. Bam's block, though, is legendary. We've seen Jason Tatum dunk on LeBron. We've seen him do that to many, many people. And the fact that his wrist didn't break is unbelievable to me. Like, he has to be made out of adamantium or something like that. Whatever Wolverine's got in him, I think Bam Adebayo's got in him too. But to your point, I think one of the reasons he's able to thrive as a big man in today's NBA is, yes, he may not be a three-point shooter. However, like you said, he is dominant on the offensive end and the defensive end, but you can run your offense through him. He has a high number of assists. He's a guy that he can get you assists in a game, and that's huge, having a center that you can throw the ball to. We saw it in Memphis for how many years with Marc Gasol, where, okay, you can't get stuff going on the perimeter. Let's throw it down low. Let's see if we can make something move. You get Goran Dragic off ball. You get Jimmy Butler off ball.
The Grizzlies even do that now with JV.
They even do it now. Exactly. It's having the versatility of a big man to be able to run through your offense is huge. Just look at Denver. That's how Denver was able to rip apart the Clippers, was because they could just throw the ball down to Jokic and they try to double him and he just hit his shooters. And that's what they're doing to the Celtics. That's what they've been using Bam for. And in the playoffs, in every single series, they've been using him as someone, throw him the ball, wait till he gets doubled, hit a shooter. Because you throw it to Duncan Robinson and he's anywhere open, he's hitting that shot.
You know what else is interesting? And I don't know if a lot of people will think about this right off the top. And I only thought about this because I was listening to Giannotto and Jeffrey on the way in here. And they were talking about when Bam in college played in Memphis in the regional. And I think that was the Elite Eight and the Sweet 16.
Yes.
On both sides of the playoffs right now, you've got John Calipari big men that were extremely limited under him and have turned into completely different players. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Look, Anthony Davis was great in college. He won a national championship, but he wasn't this Anthony Davis. He didn't play like this at all. They just threw him in the paint, made him block shots, and every once in a while he might get a touchdown there on offense. I think Cal always brags that Anthony Davis took the 6 most shots on that team. Well, that doesn't look very smart nowadays
when he's like the most
dominant player in the NBA. And on the other side, you've got Bam over here, another Calipari guy who, when he was in college, was nothing but let De'Aaron Fox and Malik go get a rebound and try and block shots on defense. These guys have turned into awesome NBA players. Does he deserve any credit for them?
I don't think, to be quite honest, no. I don't think Calipari does well as his big man. If you go back and just look at Carl Anthony Towns' career when he was in Kentucky.
Now DeMarcus Cousins was great for them, but he was
just a force of nature, and Boogie did, and their team was unbelievable. But if I saw a chart today, Kentucky has 5 players in the playoffs right now in the Final Four, and they only got 1 championship from that. Was it? I mean, that tells me all I need to know right there. It's Calipari. The way he uses big men is he likes them to be back to the basket and traditional big man. He doesn't really let them explore what they could do. And I think that's why recently we haven't seen big men going to Kentucky, like the major recruits going there, or I guess the unicorns, quote unquote. We saw the same problem at Michigan State with Jaren Jackson Jr. The reason no one really knew this is what he was because he was back to the basket up there and he was being used wrongly by Tom Izzo. So yes. When Bam got to the NBA, one, his knees actually started working.
Is that a product of the college game, or is that like an NBA? Like, I do think, because, you know, without the three-point line further away, like, because it's not, like, to be fair, it's not just Calipari. You mentioned Izzo.
Yeah.
Like, Coach K's had Vernon Carey and, like, some of these other guys, too.
Bill Self.
Marvin Bagley wasn't shooting threes at Duke. You know, he was a back-to-the-basket guy. I do wonder how much of it is a college game thing versus a professional thing. But I'm really excited to watch some Celtics in Heat tonight. When we come back, we're going to continue the NBA conversation with SB Nation's Ricky O'Donnell. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue. And this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it is Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. Yes, the dining room at Memphis Barbecue Company is back open. They have instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, so you can feel safe inside if you are inside. But if you'd rather just use the drive-thru, it remains open. And if you would prefer to order online and pick up your food, you can do that too. Just go to MemphisBBQCO.com, MemphisBBQCO.com. The menu is there. Scroll through it. You'll quickly realize it's expansive and awesome. The address is 709 DeSoto Co., but let me make it easy for you. If you're coming from Memphis, just take 55 South to Goodman Road. You'll see it right off the interstate. It's on your right. That's Memphis Barbecue Company, just across the state line, on the web, MemphisBBQCO.com, MemphisBBQCO.com.
Everywhere you look these days, things are starting to come back. Football, school, the institutions that make up the fabric of our lives. So there's no better time to come back and visit another enduring Memphis institution, Oak Hall. Seriously, if you haven't been back, stop in and see them today. You'll find the same helpful people and the same beautiful clothing. I know I always feel restored just walking through the place. Pick up some shorts or knit shirts from Peter Millar. Get yourself something for the outdoors. I've loved stopping in at Oak Hall on a fall weekend just to browse. And since you'll likely be watching the football games on TV this year, it's a way of getting a little taste of normal back in your lives. During the last 6 months, I think we've all learned how much relationships matter. Relationships with family and friends, and also with the institutions and places that we hold dear. For a whole lot of Memphians, Oak Hall is one of those places. So stop in and see your old friends sometime soon.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now through September 22nd, you can earn 4 times the fuel points on gift cards. Just download your digital coupon. Restrictions apply. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Hey there. As you're driving right now, take note of the vehicle in front of you. Are you a safe distance behind? Are you approaching too fast? Can you stop in time if a collision is about to happen? There's a lot to keep track of in order to drive safely, and that's where the 2020 Chevy Equinox can help you. With automatic emergency braking with forward collision alert, now standard on all 2020 Equinox models. Right now, get 15% of MSRP cash back on most 2020 Equinox models, plus current competitive owners can get an additional $750 cash allowance. Excludes L models. Must be a current owner of a 2006 model year or newer non-GM vehicle for at least 30 days prior to the new vehicle sale. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take new retail delivery by 9/30/20. Driver is responsible for operating the vehicle in a safe manner at all times. Certain conditions may affect feature performance. See owner's manual for important limitations and information. Visit Sunrise Chevrolet, your Mid-South Chevy dealer.
Hey everybody, this is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
Superstart batteries exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts are designed to meet the electrical demands of today's vehicles. Get dependable power and performance from a Superstart battery for your car, truck, motorcycle, lawnmower, boat, and more. Our professional parts people can help you find just what you need. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The motto for world-class competition has always been faster, higher, stronger. It's the same for Navien, makers of condensing tankless water heaters. Faster to install and set up. Higher performance and efficiency to provide endless hot water. Stronger with the industry's strongest warranty. All because of the copper-free stainless steel heat exchanger built in every unit. Learn about Navien's condensing tankless water heaters and find a Navien contractor at tanklessmadesimple.com. That's tanklessmadesimple.com.
Week one is in the books, and there's no better way to get involved in the action than with DraftKings. That's the leader in one-day fantasy sports. And to add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. If you haven't tried it yet, DraftKings, it's easy. All you got to do, head to the App Store right now, get that app, and then get ready for what should be an incredible week two. Here's the deal. It's a simple process. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and then see how your team stacks up against the competition. You have a shot at millions of dollars in prizes. And understand, DraftKings has paid out billions of dollars to winners since 2012. That's billions with a B. So they know a thing or two about cold, hard cash. And here's what you need to do. Download the DraftKings app now and use code WMFS. That's code WMFS because for a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes. You can do it this week. Don't miss out on the week two action. Enter code WMFS to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code WMFS only at DraftKings. A minimum $5 deposit is required. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details.
Pass it on.
Here's a short quiz. Who won Best Actress last year? Who won the World Series 2 years ago? And finally, name your favorite teacher.
Pass it on.
Now, I'm guessing that the last question was the easiest. Why is that? Because that person made a difference in your life. So, go ahead and make a difference. Because making a difference is in you.
Pass it on.
From PassItOn.com.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Boomer Natural's comfortable, breathable masks offer three layers of protection enhanced with nanosilver technology. Get yours now at BoomerNaturals.com or stop by your local CVS pharmacy.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
All right, welcome back. Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parish on 92.9 FM ESPN. Now welcome on Ricky O'Donnell of SB Nation. Let's make him a big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parish Show Big Interview. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Using food and wine to create memorable times.
Ricky, let's start with Miami Heat and Boston Celtics. Who do you give the edge to tonight?
I expected Boston to win the series coming into it. I thought that Miami played a wonderful second half to steal that first game. I still think that Boston has a lot of advantages in this series, so I'm going to go Boston tonight. I think they can even it up. They simply have a lot more offensive weapons than the Milwaukee Bucks did in the previous round. I think, you know, the Heat were really impressive in being able to slow down some of the Celtics' scores in the first game. I still think they have enough advantages around the perimeter where the Celtics should generate enough offensive looks, and I think they win game two.
I asked Connor earlier, I'll ask you the same thing. Do you think that the Boston, in the entire series, not just tonight, would you still take the Boston Celtics even down a game against the Miami Heat? Do you think that those advantages will be enough to pull out the series too?
I mean, I would want to stick with my original prediction, I guess. But, you know, if you're wagering on the series now, I don't think that the Celtics are like such a strong favorite that you would ignore one game because it is a pretty big deal in a seven-game series. So it's really a toss-up, I think.
So recently, and we talked about this earlier, you wrote a piece about Marcus Smart and an appreciation for him. He's obviously a guy that plays super, super hard. He's really fun to watch. He wears his emotions on his sleeve. What makes him so good at what he does?
Yeah, I remember covering Marcus Smart as a college player when he was at Oklahoma State, coming out in the draft in 2014, same year as Andrew Wiggins, as Jabari Parker. And in those days, like, Smart wasn't the flashiest pick. He was a point guard coming out of college, but, you know, no one ever really thought he was a floor general. He was just a tough, gritty defender. He was able to play both guard spots, and he was someone who just generally, I think, played the game the right way, and that's absolutely the type of guy he's turned into for the Celtics. He's never going to put up big scoring numbers, but you watch the games, and Marcus Smart's impact on winning is just absolutely undeniable. He's checking three or four different positions for Boston on any given night. He's turned into a really high-volume three-point shooter, which I think, like, no one saw coming, given how much he struggled to score efficiently from the field and shoot from the outside early in his career. But he's just such a unique and interesting player, I think, in general, because of his defensive versatility, his toughness, and to me, his defining quality is that he'll do whatever it takes to win.
What do you think the odds are that we get a little scrappiness in this series? Because on either side, you've got Marcus Smart, who everybody knows wears his emotions on his sleeve. And then on the other side, you've got a guy who's a bulldog, too, in Jimmy Butler, and both of them have the potential to go up against each other. What do you think the chances are we get a few sparks by game four in this one?
Yeah, whenever Marcus Smart is involved, I'm going to bet on sparks. I think that just sort of follows him throughout his career. Very reminiscent of Tony Allen and some other former defensive stoppers around the league. So I think that seems very likely before this one's over.
Bam Adebayo is the hero of game one. He has that huge block on Jason Tatum, probably one of the better defensive game-winning plays that we've ever seen. Why is he a bad matchup for the Celtics? It seems like they have three guys in the paint, and Robert Williams, Enes Kanter, and Daniel Theis. And they weren't, it just feels like they're overmatched against Bam Adebayo. What do you make of him and the position he's in to sort of take advantage in this series?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just need to start off with the fact that Bam Adebayo is probably a top 20 player in the entire league right now. I think he's proven that during his breakout season this year. He just has such a diverse offensive skill set where I think he really keys in a lot of the Heat's actions. They use him in so many different ways, and dribble handoffs and facilitating the offense. Bam Adebayo had 6 assists in game one against the Celtics. I never really saw that in his game watching him play at Kentucky. I don't think he really got to showcase that part of it, but he's really blossomed into basically being a full-time facilitator at center. He isn't a center with like deep shooting range, but he generally makes his free throws. He hits the glass hard. He's able to score inside. He's always been like an explosive finisher around the basket. That's continued to translate. So Bam Adebayo is just really good, I think, and he has a talent advantage over Daniel Theis. He's going to have a size advantage over Grant Williams or, you know, whoever else the Celtics are going to throw in there. I think he's just simply a better player and really one of the great young stars in the NBA right now.
It feels like to me, and maybe this isn't the case looking at Miami's draft picks, but it does feel like Miami has done an excellent job, especially in the middle of the lottery, finding really talented players. It looks like Tyler Hero is going to be awesome. Bam Adebayo is already pretty awesome. The Grizzlies just recently acquired Justice Winslow, so they're hoping that he turns out to be a really good player. How much credit does Miami deserve for finding guys? And I guess you could also throw in, I'm spacing on the name, Duncan Robinson into that equation as well. How much credit do the Heat deserve for being able to find and identify these talents that, you know, usually they're not a guarantee to work out?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they deserve a huge amount of credit for getting Bam and Hero outside of the top 10 in 3 drafts. I mean, that's ridiculous. That's like probably going to go down as like one of the stronger runs for, you know, this 5 or 10 year period here outside of the top 10, because both of those guys look like, you know, cornerstone pieces for the franchise. I mean, Bam's already that. I think Bam's just absolutely terrific, and Hero looks much better than his draft position would have indicated last year. And like you said, it's the scouting, but it's also the development. Duncan Robinson was someone who no one projected to be an NBA player when he was at Michigan. Even though he was a really good player, you know, there were obvious questions about would he have the physicality to hang in the league, would he be able to defend, and, you know, credit Miami's, the entirety of Miami's culture, right? The conditioning program, the developmental program, Spoelstra's head coaching for being able to put guys in positions where they can succeed. They check every box. The Heat are really a model franchise right now. I'd say them and the Raptors. And I think that, you know, you're just not going to be able to duplicate their level of scouting success and developmental success if you're another franchise around the league, because they're just, you know, so uniquely good at this.
What do you see as the key for Boston if they're going to win this series? There's a number of different ways you can go. Maybe it's a combination of a lot of things, but it feels like Kemba Walker definitely needs to be a little bit better. Their bigs need to give them something against Bam. And then you've got Jason Tatum, who's a superstar. and you need him to be great. But what do you see as maybe the most important key for Boston if they're going to come away with a series win here?
Yeah, I think Kemba for sure is the obvious one that jumps out. 1-9 from the field, or from three-point range, I'm sorry, in game one. So, I mean, they have to get him going. I feel like his ability to create offense in half-court looks with his step-backs, with just his really unique ability to, like, create space and in tight spots, I think that that's something the Celtics are going to need to utilize. The Heat are, like, prioritizing him the same way that Toronto did in the last series. So it's going to be a challenge for Walker to get going. He is going to be the smallest guy on the floor. He's quick, but he doesn't have that super explosiveness towards the basket where he's able to draw fouls. So I think it's going to be a challenge for him. And the other thing I look at is Jaylen Brown. Now, Brown was pretty good in the first game, played 44 minutes, 17 points, hit 3 of 4 from deep. Jaylen Brown gets a lot of opportunities for the Celtics team because teams are going to dare him to shoot. And then as a creator, Brown just isn't nearly as good as Tatum in terms of his, like, decision-making off the dribble when he's driving to the basket. So I think they need a consistent version of Jaylen Brown, and that's an excellent perimeter defender, someone who can give you a little bit of rebounding, and then he's got to make his catch-and-shoot threes. He was able to do it in game one, and the Celtics still lost. You don't want to have a bad Jaylen Brown shooting night where then, you know, he's asked maybe trying to go to the basket a little bit more. That can be dicey. I think the Celtics need to get him locked in as well.
I do want to preview Nuggets and Lakers for a little bit as well. I wrote off the Nuggets down 3-1. I think most people wrote off the Nuggets, but do they have any chance against the Lakers?
I would expect the Lakers to win the series, certainly, but I do think the Nuggets have a chance. I mean, Jokic is just playing at such a ridiculous level right now. He just outplayed Kawhi Leonard. So do we feel like it's totally impossible for him to outplay LeBron James in this series, Anthony Davis in this series? It's going to be tough, but in a way, I feel like Jokic is almost a little underrated because he's such a unique player and no one really knows how to prepare for him or what to do with him. He has so many counters. In addition to being, I would say, the best post scorer in the NBA right now, you also can't really double him because he might be the best pure passer in the NBA too. The Clippers saw the downside of that in their Game 7 loss. So I think Jokic does give Denver a chance. The margins are going to be really slim, though. They're going to need Jamal Murray to keep scoring like 40 points on any given night. They're going to need Gary Harris to knock down shots. They're going to need Jeremy Grant to knock down shots. So there's a lot of swing factors, but I do think that Jokic is the level of superstar that just gives you a chance. And, you know, we also need to worry about, like, are the Nuggets just going to be run down at this point after 2 7-game series? But I anticipate this to be competitive, even if the Nuggets don't win.
What do you make of the matchups? Because the Lakers are a little bit different than the Clippers as far as, you know, where their superstar talent is positioned. Because it is, like, you are going to see Anthony Davis and Jokic match up with each other a lot. And in order to slow down Jamal Murray, I wouldn't be surprised if you also saw LeBron slide over and try and guard him, especially if he's playing great offensively. Are the Lakers a tougher matchup, you think, for the Nuggets than the Clippers were, or is that not the case?
I think so, just because the Lakers are so much more cohesive. I mean, the Clippers just never really were playing together, it seemed like, the entire season, certainly not in Game 7 or not for the end of that playoff series. So I think that the Lakers are just playing great ball right now, and the Lakers are the favorites, not just because they have LeBron and AD, but I think they're playing the best ball of anyone in the bubble probably to this point. They look amazing in playing against the Houston Rockets in the second round. Gentlemen sweep there in 5 games. So I think, like, generally the Lakers are a tougher matchup because they're just a more cohesive, better team than the Clippers have shown them to be this year. And I think they also have some more physical defenders they can throw at Jamal Murray. I actually think Alex Caruso is going to be a big part of the series for the Lakers because I think he's their best matchup in terms of defending Murray. He's actually really good at, like, going around screens and, you know, being able to fight over the top when Murray tries to get into his dribble pull-up. So I anticipate that to be a good matchup. And I think in general, though, the Lakers have the advantage just because they're the superior team.
Before I let you go, I want to ask about the Clippers. They're obviously the butt of everybody's jokes right now. How nervous are you, I guess, if you are a Clippers fan at the moment, that it didn't work out in year one? You have your guys under contract for another year, but you gave up a ton of picks and a lot of your future to get Paul George, and he was not very good, especially at the end of that series. How nervous are you about the Clippers' future?
Yeah, I'd be nervous. My question is, what's going to change? Because they don't seem to have a lot of flexibility. They said they're not going to fire Doc. Well, I mean, if we're going to say Paul George is to blame, I think Doc is to blame too, and I think Kawhi is to blame. There's a lot of blame to go around for the Clippers. I think pretty much the entire team deserves blame for their season ending in the second round. But, you know, you just wonder what's going to change. Like, I think a coaching move maybe would have been good for them to get someone who could adjust more in series. Of course, Kawhi loves Doc. Doc is a really respected figure around the league, one of the most prominent head coaches in basketball. So they're sticking with Doc. I wonder, like, is Doc's style going to change in terms of his willingness to make adjustments mid-series next year? If not, I think they're going to need to do some overhauling of the roster. And I just wonder how much flexibility they have without any draft picks. Are you really going to move off Lou Williams, who wasn't very good this series? Are you going to try to do something with Montrezl Harrell, who's a free agent? He pretty much got crushed this series by Jokic. So I think the Clippers either need a coaching move or a personnel move. They're not going to make the coaching move. So I would like to see them, you know, be active in the trade market, try to flip maybe Lou Williams or, you know, sign and trade Harrell to try to get some new pieces in here, because the mix they had this year just didn't work.
I appreciate it, Ricky. Thanks for joining.
Thanks.
All right, when we come back, we'll do four stories at 444. This is Drew Hill filling in for Gary Parrish on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Week one is in the books, and there's no better way to get involved in the action than with DraftKings. That's the leader in one-day fantasy sports. And to add to this week's excitement, DraftKings has millions of dollars in total prizes up for grabs. If you haven't tried it yet, DraftKings, it's easy. All you got to do, head to the App Store right now, get that app, and then get ready for what should be an incredible week two. Here's the deal. It's a simple process. Just pick your lineup, stay under the salary cap, and then see how your team stacks up against the competition. You have a shot at millions of dollars in prizes. And understand, DraftKings has paid out billions of dollars to winners since 2012. That's billions with a B. So they know a thing or two about cold, hard cash. And here's what you need to do. Download the DraftKings app now and use code WMFS. That's code WMFS, because for a limited time, new users can get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes. You can do it this week. Don't miss out on the week two action. Enter code WMFS to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes with your first deposit. That's code WMFS only at DraftKings. A minimum $5 deposit is required. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details.
Golfers, want to know how to fix your slice? Then come to Edwin Watts Golf Shop and check out Callaway's brand new Big Bertha B21 family. The Big Bertha irons have been engineered with AI technology for fast ball speeds and amazing forgiveness. And the all-new Big Bertha woods are made for distance. And the large Big Bertha head is specifically engineered with internal draw bias weighting to help improve your launch angles and promote a straighter, longer ball flight. Come into Edwin Watts Golf Shop to get custom fit for the new Callaway Big Bertha B21 family today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
Sports in the United States have finally mostly returned. Football is back. Major League Baseball is headed toward the playoffs. The MLS season continues. So we got a lot of stuff to sit at home and watch. And if you like me, Gary Parrish, you might want to have a drink while you're watching. And if you like me, New Amsterdam Vodka should be your drink of choice. New Amsterdam Vodka, it's a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. As you surely know by now, it's so smooth you can drink it straight. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. And if you're into flavored vodkas, understand New Amsterdam offers a variety. Watermelon is the newest flavor. Keep an eye out for that. And don't forget, New Amsterdam also has a gluten-free vodka. So if you're on a gluten-free diet, that's the vodka for you. Please ask for it by name next time you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store. New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out. On the web, newamsterdamspirits.com.
Grab the usual suspects, pick your nearest or dearest trail, and get ready to leave your worries at base camp. Because Honda is here with a great getaway event to help our family of riders plan an escape from the routine. It's all happening now at DeSoto Honda in Olive Branch. That's where you'll find exclusive offers on your favorite Honda motorcycles, ATVs, and side-by-sides, like the 4Trax Foreman. Built to never quit, it offers the comfort you need on long rides and work days. Plus, the bigger engine for 2020 means even more of the proven power you expect from a Honda ATV. Right now, you can ride off on the Foreman and save big with up to $600 in factory to dealer incentives on select models. Visit or call DeSoto Honda, 5656 Goodman Road in Olive Branch, and hatch a plan for adventure. during the Honda Great Getaway event. Factory-to-dealer incentives are good with select new and unregistered models. See dealer for complete program details.
I'm John Meacham, author and historian. I'm proud to present a brand new limited podcast documentary series called It Was Said, where I guide you through 10 of the most historic, impactful, and timeless speeches in American history.
Let the word go forth from this time and place to friend and foe alike.
We do not want our freedom gradually, but we want to be free now.
The future will always be ours.
The America of John McCain is generous and welcoming and bold.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Directed and produced by Peabody-nominated C-13 Original Studios in association with History. It Was Said is now available for free on Apple Podcasts, Radio.com, and wherever you listen to podcasts.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've always warned you against third-party extended warranties or service plans. They can leave you high and dry without any of the protections you paid for. You should trust a local service company's maintenance plan instead. I've checked them out, and the best one in the Mid-South is the Choate's HVAC Fam Plan. Lauren Choate's here. Lauren, tell us about the Fam Plan.
Andy, think of the Choate's Fam Plan like your family buying a membership to our family's consumer protection.
Like what?
Like a 40-point heating and air inspection twice a year with 20% off your parts and repairs, and up to 2 pounds of Freon every year.
Anything else?
Try a 95-point plumbing inspection with an annual free drain cleaning.
Okay, here's where the Choate's Fan Plan really gets me. You drop all service charges with the Fan Plan.
Yep.
And Choate's Fan Plan members get priority service from the line with all the benefits of your longer warranty.
Right, for just $24.99 a month.
Folks, this is the most consumer-friendly maintenance plan in the market. The Choate's Fan Plan puts your family first.
Learn more at choateshvac.com, and remember, let our family serve your family.
The new razor from Harry's is not the same. In the past, guys have been overcharged for razors. Meanwhile, Harry's just came out with their sharpest blades ever, and they're not raising prices, not even a little. Their new blades still cost as little as $2 each, and value isn't the only thing that makes Harry's unique. Some shaving companies add bells and whistles to their razors. Harry's values simple, clean design. Some shaving companies outsource blade manufacturing. Harry's owns a century-old German blade factory. Some shaving companies encourage guys to be the best. Harry's embraces guys for who they are. Put simply, Harry's is not the same. And you can find Harry's almost everywhere you shop. Just head to the grooming aisle in stores near you. Or you can go online and get a Harry's starter set for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 5520 at checkout. That's harrys.com. Code 5520. Harry's, not the same.
Injured? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Today's special guest host is Drew Hill from the Daily Memphian.
Welcome back. We're a little late getting to four stories at 4:44, so let's go ahead and get right into it.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's Four Notable Stories at 4:44. Story number one.
This might be a little bit weird because I'm doing my own story here, but yesterday I had a story over in the Daily Memphian about a player that the Grizzlies interviewed as part of their pre-draft process. Omer Yurtseven is his name. He's Turkish. He played for NC State, then he transferred and played for Patrick Ewing at Georgetown. Interesting note about him, he signed to the same agency as Ja Morant, Grizzlies star. So the Grizzlies interviewed him yesterday. He's a 7-footer. Played pretty well, averaged over 15 points per game, close to 10 rebounds last year for Georgetown. He's on a few mock drafts. There's other mock drafts where he's not being picked. I guess I use this to set up for you, Connor, and I can give some thoughts myself. Have you taken a gander yet at all or had a chance to check it out. They asked me, Bennett asked me this last week, and I wasn't exactly prepared. But since I have taken a look down the list and figured out a few names that I think fit in Memphis for that number 40 pick in the second round. What do you think?
Yeah, so there's two guys that I think the Grizzlies could kind of target there. And the first one is Isaiah Joe. I don't know if he's going to make it to
that
spot.
That's a popular name right now.
Yeah, I just don't know if he's going to make it to that spot. The reason I like Isaiah Joe is that he's a versatile three-point shooter. And we know for the Grizzlies now, for the last however long they've been in Memphis, we've needed three-point shooting for the Grizzlies. So he was the first one that came to mind. But the one that I think is maybe more realistic is probably Peyton Pritchard. I do think that Peyton Pritchard could be a possibility for the Memphis Grizzlies. I mean, your guy sounds great. Unfortunately, I just don't think the Grizzlies need a big right now.
Nope, they don't.
Which is probably why I don't think that they're going to draft them. The reason I think that they could take Peyton Pritchard is that, yeah, he's technically a point guard, but there's nothing wrong with having three point guards on your team. Go ask the Clippers last round if they wanted to have another point guard. They would have happily taken one. And two is that Tyus Jones is playing great for the Memphis Grizzlies, but his contract is going to be up in two seasons. And I think that there's a possibility that Tyus Jones gets absolutely paid, so you want to make sure that you have a backup point guard for Ja Morant. And I think that Peyton Pritchard, he's a good three-point shooter. He's decent on defense. He can keep the flow of the offense moving. I think he'd fit in well for the Grizzlies. He's also big enough to where he could play some minutes at the two if he needed to, if you want to get some additional three-point shooting into the game. I just think that overall, you can't have too many point guards because a buddy of mine, when I was talking to him about Peyton Pritchard, actually, before we did the show, was that he said the reason I like the Grizzlies taking Peyton Pritchard is that go ask the Clippers if they would have wanted Tyus Jones. Like, just having a backup point guard that can make things happen for you is a huge deal because you drop Tyus Jones on that Clippers team, they're playing in the Western Conference Finals right now.
Yeah, most likely, I would agree. And I'm with you. Like, the Grizzlies don't need a big, but at the same time, I just want them to pick whoever they think is the best player available on the board because realistically, the player that you're adding at number 40 could be a guy that ends up spending time in the G League. And so if you take a big man that you know is going to spend most of the year in the G League, that's fine. That's perfectly okay because Gorgui Dieng's contract is up at the end of next year.
Right.
He's a big expiring contract, so they're going to have some cap space, you know, going into next offseason. So if you want to add depth as a big, like if you really think that that's the best player available at the time, I say go for it. I don't think you necessarily have to. Because you could end up getting a third point guard in free agency this
year. That's
true.
That's true. There's
a number of different options that you can go. Name you haven't mentioned yet, and I think Isaiah Joe is becoming a really popular pick on Grizzlies Twitter, at least. Like, I keep seeing Isaiah Joe's name pop up. I would hope that he was a little bit more efficient.
Yeah, he's a high-volume shooter, but he only shot 34% from three.
He 34% can be solid, especially if he's shooting it a lot. But he also had some turnover problems. Mm-hmm. Like, he needs to be able to create a little bit better. So he definitely has some holes in his game, I think, that will need to be tuned up before he gets to the NBA level. I think that it's a good potential pick, though. Like, that's a guy that could blossom into a player that could be really awesome, and I think that's what you're going for. Another option I saw is Yoeli Childs from, and I hope I didn't butcher his name, from BYU. I've been watching, you know, some highlights from him, and I've looked around on some of the mock drafts, and there's a couple of them that have him going to the Grizzlies. He's a guy that shot really well from three-point range during his college career. He shot 48.9% in 19 games last year. He's 6'8". He plays on the wing. He's a really great scorer. He's going to play for BYU. They score a lot of points. They don't play a lot of defense. But I think if you're the Grizzlies, you're looking for a guy that can put the ball in the basket and a guy that could eventually turn into a dude who could be a pure scorer off the bench. You kind of need that if you're Memphis at this point. And I think that he's an option that you could go for. He's a pretty good rebounder too. Now, the one question with him, he had a pretty serious finger injury in the middle of the season this year. He only missed one game because of it, but there's like some concern there that his finger could potentially impact him going forward. He also, the reason that he missed a bunch of games this year, he tested the waters last year and took a impermissible benefit from an agent. And so he got what should have been the James Wiseman treatment, the 9 games.
Right.
And so had to sit out those 9 games to start the season because of it, which really stinks for him. But played really good for BYU. I think the Grizzlies are going to look for somebody who can shoot in this draft. Everybody wants shooters, so who knows if he'll be sitting there by the time Memphis is picking, but that's a guy that I'm interested in too.
I mean, that sounded great. To be quite honest, he wasn't on my radar, but after what you just said, I mean, it makes a ton of sense, especially with Justice Winslow and with the question marks around him. You might want a backup plan just in case, because it sounds like this kid could develop into something. Another name I just wanted to mention was Malachi Flynn. He's another point guard. He's more of an overall around point guard. Like he's a little bit better of a shooter. He shot 37%. He's a big pick and roll guy. So I just thought about him too. So I think if you go with any four of the guys we just talked about, they should be fine.
I think But again, I just want to hammer it home. You're not looking. The Grizzlies have holes, clearly.
Yeah.
The Grizzlies have holes. More than likely, whoever they draft is spending time in the G League this year.
Yeah.
So don't go crazy. Just take the best guy on the board.
Story number two.
What's your favorite memory of the Deion Sanders at Jackson State era?
Oh, it was being on the show. It's unfortunately, it was a euphoria that did not last very long. The story broke when we were doing our list segment on Giannotto and Jeffrey, and we were just over the moon, and then we went to break, and by the time we came back, it was over. And the first thing we said to each other was like, man, wasn't that an era? The Deion Sanders at Jackson State.
I'll never forget the 15 minutes that Deion Sanders was the head coach at Jackson State. It was electric. No, I was really excited for that. That would have made the Southern Heritage Classic a lot more fun. Then Ross Dellinger of Sports Illustrated had to come out and snatch all our fun away. Scrooge. So that was a pretty big bummer. He's so fun to listen to.
Incredibly fun.
Is he still doing the NFL Network stuff? Because I saw
he's with Barstool now. Yeah. So
he's not doing NFL Network
anymore. I don't think he is. And that's why we were speculating if they were going to do a big announcement show on Barstool. What I'm hoping happens here is that the public reaction to Deion Sanders and the pressure that they may be getting now at Jackson State, I hope that it just happens now.
Yeah, is Jackson State sure they don't want to hire Deion Sanders?
What's the risk? What's the risk? Like, they haven't been very good the last few years. Deion Sanders would bring you recruits. Those guys that may go to a different school are going to, hey, Deion Sanders is at JSU, I'm going to go there. You could get guys, and they could be something there. So it would just be so much fun having him at the Southern Heritage Classic as well. I hope it happens. It seems like it's not going to happen. They said that they're already down to, like, their final candidates or whatever. Throw Deion on there, man.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.